Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
A lot of women won elections on Tuesday, mostly Democratic women, but also Republicans like Marsha Blackburn, who won a Senate seat in Tennessee. Chaz Sisk is senior editor for WPLN in Nashville. Chaz, you followed Blackburn's career for some time, as she always had her eyes on the Senate.
Well, you know, it's kind of hard to say whether she's had her eyes on the Senate precisely, but she's definitely always been a very ambitious politician. This goes back to when she first got elected to the state legislature in the 1990s. She seemed to be immediately positioning herself for a run at Congress or something like that. In 2014, she was putting out feelers in New Hampshire as maybe a dark horse candidate for president before really who the field was going to be had taken shape. And there was always some talk in 2016 of her maybe being Trump's running mate before Mike Pence was chosen. So she's definitely always been very ambitious in terms of her aspirations.
And there was a big question about whether she would be able to actually win this race. She was going up against a very popular former governor, Democrat Phil Bredesen, but she ended up beating him by 10 points. What do you think made that happen?
Well, you have to remember that Tennessee leans very heavily Republican, and so there's a very high built-in advantage for the Republican nominee. She won by nationalizing this election and really being very unrelenting in her attacks on Phil Bredesen, the Democratic nominee. So that strategy paid off for her in the end.
She's been in the House of Representatives since 2003. What kind of legislation has she sponsored or supported in that time?
You know, she's not really known so much as being a sponsor of legislation as being a spokeswoman for Republican positions. A lot of your listeners may be familiar with her through her appearances on Sunday morning talk shows and on cable news over the years. And to the extent that her legislative record is known in Tennessee, they've often been things that don't help her with the voters. She was opposed to the FCC's net neutrality rules. She's also been attacked during the campaign about sponsoring some opioid legislation that law enforcement said made it harder for them to crack down on overprescribers. But what she does have is a talent for spotting positions that are going to resonate with conservative voters and just really being a great spokeswoman for those issues.
Well, and as an example of that, we were in Tennessee doing the show from Nashville a couple of years ago in 2016 in the early part of the presidential campaign back in February of 16 when President Trump was not the nominee of the party yet. Nobody knew what was going to happen with that. And I remember being at an event with Marsha Blackburn, a straw poll in Williamson County near Nashville. It was not clear if Trump was going to be the nominee, but I asked Blackburn if she would be okay with any of the 17 Republican candidates being the nominee, and here's what she said.
You better believe it. I'm going to be working full steam ahead for whomever is the nominee. The goal is to beat the Democrats and to take control of the White House.
Even if it's Donald Trump, you'll work full steam ahead for him.
Absolutely. Whomever is our nominee, I'm going to be with them all the way through Election Day and making certain that we are victorious and we have a Republican in the White House.
So it's interesting to hear her say that at that point, because at that time, a lot of Republicans were sort of staying away from Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's a good, very good example of sort of how Marsha Blackburn works. I mean, she understood very early in 2016, maybe not in that first group of Republicans, but certainly in the second group of Republicans in Congress, that Donald Trump was really resonating with a lot of voters in places like Tennessee. It really shows her talent for sort of spotting where the Republicans and where conservative voters are going.
What about the fact that she's going to be the first woman to represent Tennessee in the U.S. Senate? Did she talk about that as part of her campaign?
Not very much, really. The only time I can really think of it coming up in the campaign was when there was some speculation that her high negatives were going to keep her from winning the general election, and people were urging Bob Corker to run for re-election, reverse his decision to retire. A spokeswoman for Blackburn referred to him to people who were advocating for Corker to return to the race as sexist pigs. One thing about Blackburn is that she's always insisted on being called congressman in an office. It's something that strikes a lot of people, even in Tennessee, as anachronistic. But, you know, she quipped on election night that people who were against that or who were bothered by that, now they could just call her senator from now on.
And that's, right.
Exactly. Easier. So, you know, that's really her only nod to the glass ceiling and breaking the glass ceiling in this election.
What about issues? Let's listen to a little bit of what Marsha Blackburn said about the issues that resonated most with Tennessee voters.
Constitutional judges. People are pleased that Kavanaugh is on the bench. We hear a lot about tax cuts because the economy is just booming in Tennessee. Tax cuts are working. And people remember I led the battle against the state income tax.
She's also talked about her support for a wall along the border with Mexico. Is there a signature issue that you identify her with?
Well, that reference to taxes is to some extent it. But the fact is that she really portrayed herself throughout this campaign, and I think she is seen in Tennessee as a reliable vote for the Republican agenda nationwide. So no real signature issue, but I think certainly people feel very confident that she's going to vote on the Republican agenda the way they want them to.
You think that she has aspirations beyond the Senate?
You know, the old saw is that every congressman looks in the mirror and sees a senator, and every senator looks in the mirror and sees a president.
Right.
I think that she's a very ambitious politician. I wouldn't be surprised if she ran for something like that. But on the other hand, she is 66 years old. She's getting towards the tail end of her political career, so there's not much of a window there.
66. It's common to be 85 or more in the Senate these days.
Yeah, that's certainly true. But, you know, it's a tough game running for president. And it's really up to her whether she wants to do that or not. But certainly she's flying very high in Tennessee right now.
That's Chaz Sisk, senior editor for WPLN in Nashville. Thank you.
My pleasure.